In the Victorian London, the barber, Benjamin Barker, is married to the gorgeous Lucy, and they have a lovely child, Joanna. The beauty of Lucy attracts the attention of the corrupt Judge Turpin, who falsely accuses the barber of a crime that he did not commit, and abuses Lucy later after gaining custody of her. After 15 years in exile, Benjamin returns to London under the new identity of Sweeney Todd, seeking revenge against Turpin. He meets the widow, Mrs. Lovett, who is the owner of a meat pie shop, who tells him that Lucy swallowed arsenic many years ago, and Turpin assigned himself tutor of Joanna. He opens a barber shop above her store, initiating a crime rampage against those who made him suffer and lose his beloved family. That is pretty much the synopsis of the story of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. This film was released in 2007, and it features prime Johnny Depp in one of his absolute best roles. This film is a musical. It's really well done. All of the main leads in the film have various singing parts. The film had an estimated budget of $50 million, and it grossed worldwide $153 million. It was directed by Tim Burton, and this was an adaptation of a Broadway play, which I didn't realize until I was researching this film for this review. This is a very dark movie. It kind of mixes musical, I would call it a musical horror. It's very bloody, and the scenes in the film are dark, but at the same time, the singing sort of draws you in, or maybe it falsely gives you that warm feeling. While there's singing going on, sometimes people's throats are being slit. So it is a very dark film, but at the same time, it was very well acted by Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, who played the part of Mrs. Lovett, and Alan Rickman, who played the part of Turpin. This is a film about revenge, also the lesson being that revenge is not always the best way to go. The film also starred Sacha Baron Cohen, who we know from Borat and other amazing films that he has put out. I did think the film stretched a bit long. Some of the storyline could have been tidied up. There was a storyline with Joanna and a suitor, kind of a romance tale that was being told on the side. There was a bit of a relationship that developed between Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd himself. But those stories, I think, could have been told quicker. If it roughed out to about an hour and a half, I think that would have been a little better, personally. But I wouldn't have cut any of the singing. I thought all of those performances were well done. And I remember the first time I saw this film, when Alan Rickman started singing, I was like, man, everybody sings in this film. Like, even people that I wouldn't consider to be a singer are singing. And that's what really struck me. And in fact, I would say that this movie really woke me up to musicals in general, because I was never really a fan of musicals until I had seen Sweeney Todd. I had just rewatched this film last night to do this review because I enjoyed the film so much. I bought the Blu-ray version of it, and I really like Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and I highly recommend it. I think it's very entertaining. I would give it 5 stars.